this is Mike Robbins. Thanks for joining me for this podcast. We're going to be talking about this concept of life being brutiful. Now, that sounds a little bit like a strange word. Michelle, my wife, and I went to a book event recently and saw an author named Glennon Doyle Melton speak about her new book, Carry On Warrior. Now, Glennon is a blogger from Florida that my wife has been completely obsessed with for the last, I don't know, year or so. She has a blog called Momastery, M-O-M-A-S-T-E-R-Y, momastery.com. And I knew a bit about Glennon, and, you know, Michelle's been talking about her so much, I feel like I almost know her personally, but I actually hadn't read much of what she'd written and just kind of went to the event because Michelle wanted to go and it sounded like something fun to do. Well, I was blown away. I mean, I've been to a lot of author events. I've been, you know, seen obviously lots and lots of speakers over the years. Glennon is one of the most extraordinary speakers and human beings I've ever been around. Just, you know, obviously I don't know her, but I met her that night and saw her speak, and I was just blown away by what she had to say and how she had to say it and the level of passion and authenticity and openness with which she talked about it, and the 250 or so people at this event, many of whom follow her blog and love her, just, you know, completely obsessed with her like Michelle is. So, but she talks about many things related to motherhood, related to life, related to, you know, she has three kids and they're relatively young, and so of course it resonated with a lot of the audience there who were, you know, mothers of young kids. Obviously I'm not a mother, but a father and married to a mother of young kids. But separate from what she was talking about specifically, there's this phrase that she uses, and she's written blog posts about this, and I've since read a bunch of her blog posts, which I love, called brutiful. That what she says is that life is both brutal and beautiful at the same time. And as simple of a concept as this is, I really started to think about this and kind of meditate on it, if you will, after seeing her speak and reading some of her blog posts. And there's such wisdom in that. And, you know, with the recent events in Boston and the tragedy and the bombing and the manhunt and all the difficult, horrible things that were just going on, it made me think of this concept of life being brutiful, because here was a very intense and extreme example of the brutality of the darkness of humanity, of senseless violence, of people being killed and people being hurt for no reason, and then people being terrorized essentially for no reason whatsoever. And while it's easy to look at how brutal that is, how awful that is, what does that say about where we are in our culture? Where does that say about the state of things and all the questions it brings up? At the same time, and this is always the case when something horrendous like that happens, there's so much beauty that comes from it. There's so much beauty of humanity, of people coming together, of people supporting each other, of people letting go of their own personal agendas and focusing on the people in need, of all of us stopping at least for a moment and going, wow, what's really important? And again, it's easier to say that standing, you know, 3,000 miles away from Boston where I live, not being directly impacted by the tragedy itself. But I think those types of things happen in our lives all the time, usually not quite that extreme or intense. However, there's a lot of beautiful and brutal aspects of our lives that unfold, and sometimes simultaneously. And as I've been thinking about this more, I realize that I have a tendency to either be really hot or really cold about this. I'll relate to myself or to my life or to the people around me as either all brutal or all beautiful, as opposed to somewhere in between, which is really how life tends to show up. And what's interesting, as I've been thinking about it more, is I think about some of the most brutal, if you will, or most difficult, challenging, painful times in my life, painful experiences that I've had, major depression in college and in my early 20s, injuries to my arm when I was playing baseball and ultimately the end of my career, heartbreaks and breakups of relationships, particularly one a few years after college that just was awful and, oh man, put me through the ringer for a long, long time. I think of my father dying. I think of my mother dying. My friend and mentor Richard dying. I think of other very, very difficult, challenging, painful experiences that I've had. And you've probably had many yourself. And every single one of those experiences, as awful as it was, as painful as it was, and in some cases, as much as I wish it hadn't gone the way that it had gone, they were all incredibly beautiful, taught me so much, were so rich and full of growth and change and learning and healing and depth and beauty in so many ways I can't even imagine. And in most cases, I'm grateful for those experiences now, even though they weren't fun and easy to deal with. And on the flip side, I think of a lot of the beautiful experiences of my life. Going to college, playing professional baseball, getting married, having children, publishing my books, moving to Marin County where we live now. I mean, lots of great things, accomplishments, achievements, things that I really wanted. And if I really look at these beautiful things, there's been really brutal aspects of them as well. Some really painful, difficult parts of them. Some really challenging moments and aspects and times. It's like, you know, when Michelle and I look at each other about parenthood and go, what were we thinking? Man, we love these girls, but this is awful. Or whatever. That we tend to think of these things as both separate and very black and white. That something's either good or bad. Something's either light or dark. Something's either beautiful or brutal. However, if we really take it a bit deeper and tell the truth, it's all of the above. And that's kind of how life unfolds. I look at my life right now and there's so many beautiful things happening. In fact, lots and lots of very specific things I'm so grateful for. And there's some brutal parts as well. Some things that are painful and difficult and challenging and uncomfortable and I don't like. And how do we hold all of that simultaneously? But if we can embrace that, embrace the uncertainty of life, embrace the complexity of life, embrace the ever-changing, always evolving, moving and in and out of feeling good and not feeling so good and being fun and being hard and all the different aspects of life, we can make peace with life the way it actually is, as opposed to being attached to some notion of how it's supposed to be. You know, another thing that Glennon talked about when we saw her speak, and she writes a lot about this, that I so resonate with and appreciate, is she said, you know, look, life can be hard, but it's okay because we can do hard things. So to remember that we're capable of dealing with life as it shows up, and the more we embrace the brutiful nature of life, the more not only can we deal with it, so to speak, but we actually can thrive in the midst of it and appreciate every aspect of the journey, from the stuff we really like and is really fun and easy to the stuff we really dislike and in fact hate and find incredibly painful and challenging and everywhere in between. Thanks for listening. As always, you can stay in touch with me at my website at Mike-Robbins.com.